Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT. It is the Brett Winterbull Show. So last night at that fundraiser, President Biden took home a huge cache of money. I mean, just like a massive amount of money. What is it, $25, $26 million? I mean, that is impressive for one event where you've got Colbert and you've got the other presidents with you and all that sort of stuff. That to me is really quite something to be very proud of. If that's the haul you're going for, in a minute, I'm going to share with you something that is developing that I think is very interesting on the funding front. But let's go to Jim in Charlotte. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, Brett. Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about famous photographs. Been kind of a lifelong hobby of mine. But then you started talking about this squatting. And I just want to make one comment about that, Brett.
Sure.
My contention, I've owned four or five houses now. I'm probably in my last one in the later part of my life. My contention is there's only two owners of property, all property. The ultimate owner is our Lord and Savior.
Yes.
He's got ultimate discretion over all of it. Secondly, the government owns it. Your name is on the deed.
Yep.
But what that is just an extension of the government's ownership, ability and rights and control of that property to tell you how much tax you're going to pay this year,
right,
your ingress and egress rights,
yep,
and any other restriction they want to put on that property. And this squatting deal is just a further extension and validation of what I just said. If they want a certain group of people to move into your vacant property at the moment and stay there,
yeah,
well, the government says that's all right. So that kind of proves my theory about who really owns all the property.
So,
I want to make a comment about famous photographs.
Yeah.
It just fascinates me when you started talking about that.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned Kennedy.
Yes, sir.
There's recent publications, and I used to never pay any of this because I remember sitting in the 11th grade science class when that came over our school PA when that was announced in 1963, that he had been shot. And all that rigmarole for 10 or 15 years that hit all the press, there is now validation, pretty strong validation, there were multiple shots and that even struck him. Why is our government not releasing all that information after 61 years? Why?
That's a great question. I played a clip in the last couple of weeks about that, because there was this discussion about why it is that this stuff continues to be kept a secret. And the only thing that I can conclude with the pictures being or the phone, you know, any of this information being kept secret is it's just an effort by the government to say you just can't have it. That's the only thing I can find.
Well, Brett, that gets back to my comment about the real property rights and who really owns it in this country. Is our administrative state is effectively saying, mm-hmm, we're not going to release that information. The American public can't be trusted to encounter the real reality of that event. And after 61 years and as significant a person, and I would have to say John Kennedy as a president, he's right up there in the top five that really impacted this country.
Sure.
Why that has not been released. And the only conclusion I can come to, it's even beyond and more powerful than the presidents that come through the White House every once in a while, is the administrative state has decided,
yes,
we're not going to release it.
I agree with you on that. I 100% agree with you.
I'm going to make one more photograph comment, if you'll let me.
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
The first time I encountered the Brady photographs from the Civil War.
Yes.
I said any historian, any written word about the history of the Civil War has just been put in third or fourth place. When you see those photographs, I mean, it just severely impacted me as an American, and just how significant an event it was in American history. When you see those fields of hundreds, maybe even thousands of Americans lying out there, dead or maimed, I can't think of any more impactful photograph except for those photographs of Kennedy being impacted by the bullets.
There's a number of them that are iconic, but what we have with the benefit of the Brady photographs that you're talking about is they're elegance and their simplicity at the same time. Like you can't go back in there and clean this up and make it sanitized or any of that sort of stuff. This is it's in some ways reminiscent of some of the worst carnage that we see in battlefields, World War One, World War Two. Imagine the photographs of say Andersonville. Right. And things like that, where true atrocities were carried out against fellow Americans by other Americans. And as you point out, I mean, when you look at those battlefield photos and you see that those are human beings stacked like cordwood in many cases and left out on the field. I can't even imagine the undertaking you would have to do to get out there to render anything approaching a dignified burial for these people.
I've always contended that students should not go through school without being, and I know there could be some parental rights involved here, but they should witness, I won't say forced to witness, but they should be given multiple opportunities to see these photographs. You can do all the reading of history you want to, but when you see the real image on a photograph that hadn't been doctored, like you just said, which is so easy today in our digital world, the only thing that can beat it is you being there. Okay,
right, and remember, Jim, with the technology of the camera at that point, you have to stand there, you have to set your shot, and then you have to let it set in for a period of time before you then replace the cover on the camera. So
that's correct.
Imagine being that photographer.
It was a giant wooden box.
Right.
And it was brand new technology.
Right.
And that's why most of the most horrific scenes are really after battle scenes.
That's right.
Of a lot of dead Americans on a field.
That's true. And imagine the impact on Brady, because he's the guy staring at that. You can never get those things out of your head. I mean, I can't imagine that you could. Great call, man. I appreciate you raising that. That's a really, really important point, Jim. Thanks so much, man. Have a happy Easter. You got it. I mean, that's something that's really because we forget that photography, like there are photographs you can find. You can do a Google search, and there are photographs of people. If you can imagine this in your mind, there are photographs from the early days of photography here in the United States. They have photographs of people who fought in the American Revolution. Okay, now they're old. These men are very old. But it makes things so real when you see a photograph of somebody who had fought in the American Revolution. Somebody who had maybe gotten a little teeny tiny pension for having done that job, but that was it. That is an incredible thing. And sadly, some of the greatest photographs are the most tragic photographs in that a human can see. You know, you just think about it.